Thank you. Girls, We just happen to be lucky that I remember some words to this song that I sing, and it's my turn to sing, so everything's going to work out great. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Joe. As Lynn said earlier, we have many songs to do for you this evening. In order to do that, we have to take a little break. No, no, darling, I have to go to the loo. It's that BPH thing. Yeah. So we're going to do one more song for you. I'm going to take a short intermission, then we'll be back and play for a long time.
Sunrise from our second album, Desperado, also recorded here in London, for those that didn't know that, at Island Records was the place, back in 73, where we cut that song. Now, I want to introduce you to our bass player from Sacramento, California, Timothy B. Schmidt. Thank you for all coming out tonight. I'm going to do a song for you that was co-written by a good friend of ours who's an Englishman. His name is Paul Carrick. It's a great sappy love song and it goes like this.
I was standing all alone again.
take this opportunity to wish everybody a happy Father's Day today. It's a Father's Day in the U.S. It's a Father's Day here in England, also fantastic. We're all missing our families here. We've been out about 5 weeks, so I want to dedicate this to all our kids. This is a new song. This is called No More Platter Days.
Shine. Don't you be afraid.
This next song is another relatively new song. As Glenn likes to say, anything written since the turn of the century for us is considered new. We are working on another batch of new material, but if they'll ever let us off the road, we might finish it. Anyway, this next song was written in Los Angeles, California. We were scheduled, well, we actually toured Europe in the summer of 2001, you may recall, and got home, I believe, in late August that summer. And we were scheduled to go into the recording studio there in Los Angeles on the evening, the fateful evening of September 11th. 9/11, as it's come to be known. Needless to say, we did not go into the studio that evening, nor for many days and weeks thereafter, but that evening we did begin writing the following song. And we worked on it for about a year, recorded it, made a video of it. And it's not really a political song, but it does express our hopes and our prayers that when we do get new leadership in America, it will be wiser. And I don't just say that in England, I'll say it anywhere. And I have. That job, baby. I have a good job. But thank you. Anyway, we invite you to sing along with us. This is called Hole in the World.
Thanks for your patience. We'll be ready to play another tune in a minute. This is a song from our One of These Nights album. My wife calls this the credit card song. Take it.
Thank you. All our friends.
job to introduce you to the other fellows in the band. Of course, you know Joe, Don, Timothy, myself. Don's from Texas, Timothy's Sacramento, Joe, Jersey, and Ohio. I'm from Michigan. And we're going to introduce these guys and tell you either where they're from or where they're hiding. First of all, on guitar, from Arlington, Virginia, Stuart Smith. Right behind Stuart on keyboards, from Rochester, New York, Will Hollis. Baritone sax from San Luis Obispo, California, Greg Smith. On trumpet from Monterey, California, Bill Armstrong. On saxophone from Groningen in the Netherlands, from Holland, Chris Mostert. Sax, violin, and percussion. From Santa Rosa, California, Al Garth. On drums and percussion from Greenfield, Massachusetts, Scott Crago. Why does he get the theme music? Always Scott gets the James Bond chord, you know. Shaken, not stirred. Yeah. And last but not least, our other fine keyboard player. He's from San Diego, California, the big man, Michael Thompson. And now Joe would like to make a public service announcement.
Being that I think you're going to be building this place for most of this century, too, I figured I'd just bring an hat. Fit right in. I'm much better at demolition. That's a different story. I've got a camera in here, okay? It's a helmet cam. And in the middle of this song, I'll come around and we'll turn the lights on a little bit. If I'm looking at you, you're on the big screen, okay? And this is your chance to be discovered. Now, a lot of people have been discovered this way, and they have their own reality shows now. So I can't promise anything, but good luck. Just, I don't care what you do, but do something, okay? Don't look back at me looking at you. Go for it. Who knows? You may have a show like Ozzy. We'll see what happens. Here's the first part of the song. First. you know what?
Tonight. big champagne on an ace. And she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in their master chambers, they gather for the peace. They stab it with their steel knives.
Thank you very much for coming out tonight. We really do appreciate not only your attendance, but from whenever you found out about our band, you've been following us. I don't care if you found out about us in 72, 82, or 02. We're happy to have you as part of our musical family. We appreciate you following our careers, and we hope we come back to see you at least one more time.
Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy? She needs you if she's evil. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some bad things have been laid upon your table, but you're only one of ones that you can't get. Oh.